Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Friday, May 1st. I'm your host, Charles Pelkey, with these news updates from around Wyoming. A lack of funding is making it difficult to address Wyoming's transportation needs when it comes to maintaining and improving roads and bridges. That's according to a new study by TRIP, a national transportation research nonprofit. Wyoming News Now's Grace Swanky has more.
The report examines road and bridge conditions, traffic safety, and funding needs. It identifies 25 of the most needed transportation projects, but only 3 are currently funded. Rocky Moretti with TRIP says that the inflation in highway construction costs has increased 52% from the beginning of 2022.
That has certainly had a very significant challenge for the state in moving forward with many critical projects.
The report found that insufficient funding will make it difficult to maintain and improve the existing transportation system. 33% of Wyoming's state-maintained roads were in poor condition in 2025, and YDOT estimates that by 2028, that number will increase 37%.
That was Wyoming News Now's Grace Swanky reporting. According to studies, nearly two-thirds of Wyomingites leave home by the time they're 30. We walked around the University of Wyoming campus to find out how young adults are thinking about their futures, and it's a mixed bag.
I am from Cowley, Wyoming. I love the whole culture here. I am going to be an art teacher, hopefully. So I really hope that I would be able to stay in Wyoming. I feel like the schools are pretty good here, and I want to be able to help out people like that.
I'm from Lander, Wyoming. I don't think I want to work here necessarily after college, but I would love to go back home and retire. We do have a super small population, so a lot of students know that they might need to go somewhere else to find a job.
I'm from Kemmer, Wyoming. I love mostly the western part of Wyoming. I'm hoping to become a counselor, and I think there's a lot of need for that in Wyoming. And so I'm hoping that's what it's going to be like once I get out. But if anything, I'll try to, you know, be in Idaho, but then come back over.
I'm from Thermopolis.
I'm from Douglas, Wyoming.
It feels like Wyoming is very traditionalist in some ways.
We're thinking about maybe moving to Colorado, go just see what else is out there, even if it means going out and seeing what there is and deciding that that's maybe not right and then coming back.
That was Natalie Grant, Claire Lane, Jordan Zobel, Aiden Freeman, and Miriam Harris. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Mertzbach produced that story. As data centers pop up around the West, Utah is taking steps to rein in their water use. But conservationists and other advocates say more needs to be done to protect the state's dwindling water resources. Public News Service's Mark Richardson has details.
Lawmakers recently passed the Data Center Water Transparency Amendments, which require server farm developers to provide an estimate of future water use. The facilities often need massive amounts of water to cool their servers, particularly for artificial intelligence systems. Zach Frankel with the Utah Rivers Council says that in some rural areas, there isn't enough water to go around.
Two data centers in a community will use as much water as a city of 100,000 people. You could see data centers come in that essentially triple the water use compared to the municipal population.
Frankel is particularly concerned about the Great Salt Lake's health and water shortages in other regions. The data center industry calls the regulations burdensome and predicts that they could hinder economic growth. I'm Mark Richardson.
Shed antler hunting in western Wyoming opened at 6 a.m. this morning for Wyoming residents. Out-of-state elk antler hunters will have to wait another week to scavenge for the valuable dog chews and decorations. Skull heads can only be collected with permission from the Wyoming Game and Fish Department, and it requires a fee. Today is the first day people can drive from Jackson into Grand Teton National Park and from Cody into Yellowstone. And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. Casper's oldest house is about to get a facelift. The Casper Star Tribune reports Steve Gaynor is the new executive director at the Fort Casper Museum. When he first started, he discovered a dilapidated house from the 1800s on the grounds. He believes it to be the oldest one there is in town. He hopes to relocate it, fix it up, and restore its interior to what it likely looked like when a lone railroad operator first built it 137 years ago. A couple Gillette brothers recently returned from an invitation-only demolition derby where one placed. The Gillette News Record reports Parker and Tyrell Martinson headed to Vegas for the Sin City Showdown. Tyrell took first place in the B main feature. A Sheridan principal has been honored with a national award. The Sheridan Press reports Chase Christensen received the National Association of Secondary School Principals Advocacy Champion of the Year Award. He was recognized for engaging with legislators during this year's session, spearheading the Wyoming Principal Apprenticeship Program, and helping increase work-based opportunities for Sheridan County's students. And Saratoga's Dick Peru recently celebrated his 90th birthday. Happy birthday. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question, and this one is in honor of May 1st, the International Workers' Holiday. Who are the Wobblies, and did they ever have a presence in Wyoming? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook. We'll give a shout-out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, when and where was the first organized bicycle race in Wyoming? Well, as far as we could find, the first was organized by the Cheyenne Daily Sun on July 4, 1893. Riders were on those old-style penny farthings. There were a number of events, but the longest race was 5 miles long, and the winner received a Fowler wheel, a bicycle then valued at $160. Interestingly, second prize was $2,000 worth of accident insurance for 1 year. Congratulations to Annie Zook, who was the first with the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Enjoy what should be a nice weekend, and join us again on Monday.